You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, here in the studio with Kate Lochte, and we're pleased to welcome via the telephone the Downtown Paris Association Executive Director, Kathy Ray. Kathy, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and you are sounding good.
Well, thank you so much.
We're excited to be on the radio with you. I just love promoting downtown. You know, this is my passion. We've talked before.
Listen, Kathy, the rundown this time is a really interesting welding of music and art and history and Chamber of Commerce, like, hey, come shop with us.
Absolutely. This is our third year for the Downtown Paris Week. It's usually the first full week in June where we highlight what goes on in our downtown from our churches on the first day, which is Sunday. We refer to our downtown churches as the cornerstones of downtown. For example, our Grace Episcopal Church was built in 1895. So, you know, they've been here a long, long time. They're historical. So we start the week with worshiping in churches downtown, visit some of the historic churches if you've never been. And then we move into Monday, and Monday we want everyone to dine downtown. We have some great little spots, whether you want an ice cream cone from Alamode Sweet Shop, a cup of coffee from Jack's Java, a wonderful lunch from Paulette's, lunch or dinner from Golden Dragon. We have some great locations in our downtown area, and when you dine there, you will also be able to register to win $25 in Downtown Paris bucks. So we will pay for your lunch or dinner if you dine on Monday. And then on Tuesday, we move right into music, another thing. We have food, fun, and fellowship all week. So Tuesday evening is music on the square from 5:30 to 7:30. And if you're familiar with our area, you may be familiar with Grove High School. And we have a group that is playing that's called the Chill Tonics, and they named themselves after Dr. Grove's Chill Tonic, which made him famous, of course, and Henry County, and that would be Bo Cowell, Bob Darby, and Irvin Dutton, and they play all kinds of music, bluegrass, country, gospel, just a great mix. That will be from 5:30 to 7:30 on the east side of the court square, so bring a lawn chair, bring a blanket, bring friends, get ready to just sit back and enjoy some music under the shade trees, and Perry's Barbecue will also have available barbecue sandwiches and drinks, so if you get hungry, you can even dine there while listening to the music.
Hey, Kathy, but I've never heard of BYOC before. I love it.
Bring your own chair. Well, of course. Well, we have to make everything fun. And then on Wednesday is Heritage Day. And Heritage Day is always bringing out folks in the middle of the day because Ray Harding is the person who leads our walking tours. Ray grew up in Paris. He studies the history of Paris. He loves to tell the stories of history in downtown Paris. So he leads the walks, one at 11 and one at 12, talking about the historical buildings and what was here and what was there and what happened and when this was on fire and who jumped in the molasses tub to save themselves from burning. And, oh, there's just a lot of fun stories. And so that's always a lot of fun to take his tours and listen to the tales that he spins. At the same time on that day, we have our Heritage Center, who will be opening an exhibit on downtown Paris history with unique photographs and memorabilia from years back. So that's also a fun exhibit on Wednesday.
The Heritage Center, Kathy, is a little obscure to find for those of us who are not there every day. It's on 641, a little bit north of town, right?
It is. The address is actually North Poplar. When you're on 641, there's a parking lot to the back of it.
Yeah.
But you can get in from the 641 location, or the address, if you're putting it in a GPS, is 614 North Poplar Street. So it is in the North Poplar Street. Originally was the Cavett House, which was a beautiful mansion in Paris in the early 1900s.
Beautiful.
And yes, and it's a great place to visit if you haven't been there, just to walk through whatever exhibits they have at the time. So, and just to see the home and what it was in those years, realizing it was in the 1900s. So the Heritage Day is a lot of fun because we do really focus on historic downtown. Thursday, we're going back to the songs, but this is also a fun day. Mark Johnson is heading this up. It's called Our Songwriters on the Square, and we have about five songwriters who will be singing in the round. So it's BYOC again. And so bring your chair, bring your blankets, and just enjoy the music. These are songwriters that are performing their own songs and the stories behind the songs. So, and one song, I hope, is going to be a song written by Mark Johnson, and it is about the Downtown Paris Association. Yeah, I'm a little prejudiced on that one. But
is your name in it?
No, my name is not in it, no.
No, bad guy.
Events, just the events and things that happen during that things that the Downtown Paris Association does. So it's a fun song. And then on Friday, we like to always recognize our government employees, county, city employees, because of the service they provide us every day. And they're very helpful to our nonprofit association in helping us accomplish things. So we want a day to just ask everyone, when you see someone, just be sure and thank them for all they do for us. And it also, Friday begins our in-store extra value days in our stores downtown, and some will have it registering for prizes, but it's the beginning of shopping for Father's Day weekend, so there will be some great in-store sales going on. We've added a new event this year. You know, we always make things bigger and better. And so this year we have added the first annual event, and I say that because there will be a second and a third, hopefully. But it's called Passport to Paris, and it will be at the Greystone, which is a historic hotel in the downtown area. It's an event that we are partnering with the Spirit of Women group from the Henry County Medical Center. And that is so we could get two good speakers, and they could help us do some things to kick this first annual off to a good start. The event is actually a fundraiser for the Downtown Paris Association, so each ticket is a $15 donation. But it's an event from 10 to 2 that we have packed with lots of fun and lots of things to do. We have, starting at 10, there are vendors in the lobby. These are all Downtown Paris Association members who have set up booths to sell their products or to promote their products in the downtown area. At 10:30, we have Dr. Heather Gladwell. She's an orthopedic surgeon here in Henry County, and she will be talking about women's bone health. And then we will have a wonderful lunch. Have you eaten at Paulette's in Paris? Well, Paulette's is providing her famous chicken salad sandwiches, fresh fruit, teas, and all of the things that go with that, plus our favorite dessert, strawberry or chocolate. Pick your choice, either the wonderful strawberry cake or the chocolate cake. So lunch will be great. During the lunch, there will be a fashion show showcasing the fashion stores in downtown Paris. That'll be for the men, the toggery. And then we have off the square, Maggie's, Heron and Wills, Boutique Merrimack, and Queens of Paris. And they're just great stores with a lot of great fashions, and I think it will just be a fashion show that everyone will remember, a fashion of downtown Paris. And then starting at 1:15, we have Dr. Joe Mobley III. He's a urologist here in Paris at the Kentucky Lake Urology Clinic, and he will do a seminar on women's pelvic health, and he is quite humorous. So those are the things.
Just a second now. A funny doctor,
yeah.
About pelvic health.
And a humorist, yes. Well, he is a lot of fun, and we are so pleased that he's going to speak on that topic because we know it's going to be fun and interesting. And throughout those events, we have a lot of door prizes that are going to be fun too. So, I mean, we have door prizes from My Favorite Things, Perkins Drugs, Windsor Candle Shop, Alamode Sweet Shop, Murray McKenzie Jewelers, Jaspe Salon. I sound like a commercial, don't I? But we're we're also giving away $100 in Downtown Paris books. And, you know, these are certificates that this association, the Downtown Paris Association, creates for the to be used in our members' stores and our businesses. So, you know, that's bringing it all back to our downtown. And that's what it's all about. It's about bringing everything to our downtown to the light in 1 week. And how do we do it? We also have art. So art, our art walk this year is what we call it, because we actually have artwork in 15 locations downtown. That's 13 stores and 2 bank lobbies. So that will, these will be, the artwork will be from the Tennessee Fine Arts League and Lee Academy of Arts. And these are all local artists, and we want to showcase their work. These pieces are for sale, and so our merchants have agreed to display them this particular week. So we just hope folks will come out and walk through the stores, and if nothing, if you don't want to go in a store, at least look in all the windows.
Kathy? They can ride from store to store.
They can ride in a carriage ride from 2 to 4 on Saturday afternoon. Yeah, we haven't got to the end yet. That is the end. But the carriage rides we will have from 2 to 4. This is a beautiful carriage. It is a white carriage with burgundy leather interior, and it's just beautiful. It is definitely a Kodak moment when you sit in that carriage. And we are so pleased to be able to offer all of those rides free, thanks to Commercial Bank and Trust, First Bank, and Security Bank, who sponsored the carriage rides for this event. And that's a fun thing, to be able to ride around our downtown in a horse-drawn carriage, just like historically everyone did. So it's going to be a great week and lots of fun, and I'm excited.
I couldn't have figured that out. Kathy Ray, I think as in, was it Red Skelton who would say, I think you done did it, dude it.
Yeah, she done
you,
did it.
You did it. I'm going to do it, and I did it. So, you know, but you know what? The Downtown Paris Association takes a whole group of volunteers to make all of these things happen. You know, I am so excited to be the president of the organization and executive director, but I have a whole bunch of people out there who volunteer their time and help do everything. We are a great volunteer organization, and we just want to keep Downtown Paris alive and vibrant and want everyone to come and enjoy it.
Excellent. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.